Hello and welcome to Chump Change. It's Sunday, the 18th of November, and we're going to kick this one off by sending some of you lucky people some chump change. We got you, Luke?
Yeah, I'm here, man. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
So who's getting chump change this week?
So, well, the first one is lucky dip, Robert Milligan.
Ooh. Lucky.
Lucky. All right, Rob, you are getting 1,000. Luke, what description should we give him?
Love from Chump Change. Merry Christmas.
Love. In capitals?
Yes.
Yeah. From Chump Change. Merry Christmas, yeah?
I think so. Is it too early?
It's a bit early.
I think we're okay. Let's do it.
Let's just do love from Chump Change. Okay. Done. Okay. And transactions on the way.
You got
class.
Okay. And the next one up is Richard Blackwell. Okay. And you are also getting 1,000. Send 1,000. And what should we send to Rich?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You like that. Okay, and hit and send, and it's gone.
You got
cool.
If anybody didn't notice, I made a badass new sound effect for people that are receiving chump change. Hope you all appreciate it. Okay, so what are we going to talk about first, Luke?
Well, if people want to get chump change, how can they get in touch with us?
Yeah. Okay, so we do actually have a podcast. Yeah, sorry. We do have a podcast explaining how to get a chump change wallet. However, I've just done an animated GIF that just basically sums up the entire thing in a GIF. Takes a couple of seconds, really. What you need to do is you need to go on wavesplatform.com, just create a wallet on there, type in, so add a new coin, and what you're adding is chump, so chump, add a chump wallet, click on receive, send us that address, and you can send that address to our email address, which is chumpchange@financer.com. happy with that, Luke?
Yeah, that's good. And you can see the GIF Rob made on Twitter at our chump change.
Yeah,
it's a pretty cool.
Yeah,
GIF.
Yeah, so yes, yeah, just awesome GIF, really.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to kick things
off? Yeah, let's get started. So I thought we'll start today by talking about Bitcoin Cash and the hard fork that took place, I think it was on Wednesday or Thursday. So we talked about it last week, but Bitcoin Cash basically split into two. So there's Bitcoin Cash ABC and Bitcoin Cash SV. It's a bit confusing what they stand for. I don't really know exactly, and I don't particularly like Bitcoin Cash anyway.
No,
but yeah, basically they've split up, and many people are thinking that caused the whole market to tank this week because there's a lot of uncertainty. They are basically, yeah, and so they're fighting each other still. So they're both the leaders of the two coins. We got Roger Ver with ABC and Craig Wright with SV. They're pretty much threatening each other. Like they have the power to kind of like blow up the whole project. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the market now, and I'm pretty sure that helped with the help the bears kind of take control the last couple of weeks, which brought the whole market down, as you're all probably aware of.
So some people have asked me, you know, what is going on? Why is Bitcoin just kind of slumped so much, tanking? And a lot of speculation is down to this whole Bitcoin Cash forking, which you were all up for last week, Luke.
Oh no, I was up for, I made a little profit.
Yeah, no, you were up for making money.
I was for making money off it. Yeah, I made a little bit. I took like 4% profit, and I thought
4% profit.
Yeah,
That's in the bank.
That. But yeah, overall, I really, I guess a personal thing, but I really don't like Bitcoin Cash as a project at even before all this drama. Because, you know, Bitcoin Cash forked from Bitcoin because they claim to be the real Bitcoin. And now they're forking the two different coins. And like now it's like Satoshi's Vision and ABC. Like, well, it's all,
I think very much
really bad. It's a really bad for newbies coming into the market to see all this, like, in, you know, fighting from inside. It's just terrible.
Yeah. It was always a market, like, just trying to market Bitcoin, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally.
When Bitcoin Cash came along, and they were just like...
Well, they got so furious that anyone called it Bcash. And like, that's obviously, they wanted the word Bitcoin. They wanted to be like, trick people almost into buying Bitcoin Cash instead of the real Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all over. But yeah, the market took like a huge hit. And interestingly, XRP is now the number two coin because Ethereum has been on a downward slope for months. So XRP is right now, in terms of market cap, almost 3 billion more valuable than Ethereum, which is really huge, actually. And I don't see Ethereum catching up anytime soon. I think XRP's got a lot of wind in its sails, and I think it's going to do really well.
It's crazy because not so long ago, you really didn't think that, did you?
Yeah, I still think long term, it's not going to have that much value. But right now, it's doing really well. Yeah, but I mean, it's just my opinion. I don't really know.
Of course, yeah. Like I've from the start, like XRP. If you listened before, XRP was Luke and my, I would say, first investment. Really,
yeah, totally.
First altcoin investment, and I've kept all my original investment, and I have hope for it, and I'm trying to sort of. Cling on to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's doing well right now, so good for you. I mean, if I had kept all my XRP, I would be I'd have more profit now than I currently have. But it's okay. Long term,
hindsight.
Yeah, hindsight.
Hindsight.
Yeah, right.
It's
also, should have sold in December everything. I mean, a lot more money.
Never mind.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see anyways. Ethereum's been number two for such a long time. It's interesting to see a new number two.
Yeah. Okay. What are we talking about next?
HODLBot.
Oh, yes. So, spoke about HODLBot last week. How's it been going for you since you've taken it out? So just, I suppose we didn't talk about this on air, but... Straight after you signed up, right?
Yeah, I did. And I mean, it's hard to say because this week has been just so bad for everything. So, I mean, I don't think it's fair for me to criticize it yet. But I've lost money, obviously. But I would have lost money if I just kept it in my normal portfolio anyway. So, it's hard to say if I've lost more or less. I don't really know. But, I mean, I think just by giving it a bit more thought... In a bull run, I think it would be really great and really valuable. In a bear market, which we're currently in, I'm not sure, but I know you have something to say on this topic, right?
Yeah. So I have kind of changed what I was discussing last week, and so on last week I was saying all about the HODL 10 index. And I was going to stick with that. You know, it's what those guys do. So that's should be trustworthy. I'm not saying it's not trustworthy at all. However, you can do something called a back test on HODL. Did you know that, Luke?
No.
So you can basically, if you say you chose these five coins at this percentage spread, what historically... over the past year, over the past 6 months, over the past month or past week or all time, what percentage increase or decrease that you would have. Okay.
Okay.
So the option that I had was the HODL 10. And over the past year, I would have 1,692% increase.
Wow. Okay? That's huge.
But remember now, this is historical data. This is back data. This isn't the future. Yeah. So you can't. Whatever. So then talking to Squiggles, who is, I've mentioned him before on the podcast, and he is very eager to come in and talk, and I'm very eager for him to come on. And we're just trying to tie down dates and times, but I think we've got one in the book, which we're all happy with. He shared with me that he had a bit of a brainwave, and he was like, look, as it's a, you know, a bear market, have a look at these settings and do a back test. So like I said, the back test for, ooh, I don't want to click that, one second. I'm just trying to get the right stats as I talk through this with you guys. So the HODL 10, as I said, was 1,692% all-time profit, which is insane. Yeah. These settings that he's provided me with, which is his bear market downtrend, the all-time percentage increase is 21,062%.
Okay.
So
double.
During
a bear market?
Hang on now. So let me say that again. HODL 10 was 1,000% profit, yeah. Right? 1,000. This is 21,000.
21,000. Oh, wow. How is, okay. Explain more.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll run through what the breakdown is, and hopefully we'll have him on the next podcast or the one after that, whenever it's possible. And he can really explain his thought process and everything through this. I don't want to explain anything wrong. So what I'm just going to do is I'm going to go through the breakdown of what he suggested, what coins he suggested. Okay. And I know that I have my other coin still in here as I have cash. So I'm just going to make sure that I give you the exact stuff that he said. Okay. Absolutely, you know, smart guy. He just puts a lot of thought into this kind of stuff, and it just really shows. You know, that's a massive percentage increase, isn't
it? Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, so sorry if I'm taking a little bit longer than I should be. Right. So the breakdown of this, and I can't explain why, but this is what he's got. So TUSD. So I assume that's USD Tether.
Yes. I think it's true. Yes, anyway, true USD actually.
True USD, but it does the same thing,
yeah,
right?
Stable coin.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he's got 30% in TUSD.
Yeah.
25% in BNB, which is Binance's coin. 15% in Bitcoin. 8% in XLM. 7% in Ethereum. 7% in ZEC. What's ZEC again? ZEC?
Zcash? No, it's not Zcash, is it? I don't know.
And Monero with 8%. Okay. So distributing between those.
Zcash brings that.
Yeah. Bring that whopping total of, you know, 27,000% profit over time. And then if we want to kind of break that down, I don't know if I can see. I can't see the exact profit.
So basically, those are the only coins he has in his HODLBOT. Which, by the way, if you didn't listen last week, HODLBOT is basically a bot you can input into your Binance or Bittrex account, and it distributes the coins that you select over like a weekly basis. So you always have like 20% Bitcoin, 25% XRP, or whatever you allocate. So it's an automatic distribution bot, basically.
Yeah. I tell you what, I will send a referral link out to you guys now on Twitter.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Do that.
And I'll do it while I'm on here because I always say I'm going to do stuff and then just get on with my life. So yeah, like if that works out and the future is as promising as the past has been, with those settings, it seems to have, you know, performed a lot better than other portfolios that are being, you know, recommended on HODLBot.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose, you have to allocate your portfolio based on the market conditions, right? You can't just have one for the, like, you know, for bull markets and bear markets, I think. You should change your
That's exactly it. So, so he mentioned this being useful in the bear market, and then I'll probably switch it then if the market does change.
Yeah, do you want Squiggles? I'll give it a go as well. I'll see how it goes in a couple of weeks.
We need to get him on here.
Yeah, totally.
And he's very eager. He actually has his own, I don't know if you know about Discord, Luke. It's sort of like a chat.
I've heard of it, but I don't use it.
I think gamers use it a lot, but a lot of the tech people use it. Like, I'm faithful to, you know, loyal to Slack, but a lot of people use Discord. I find it a bit noisy, but he has his own server and channel on there now. But I want him to plug all this stuff. Let him, you know, I don't want to get anything wrong. Anyway, so that's HODLBot. Do it.
All right, should we move on to some price predictions for the future?
Yeah, sweet. I'm going to hit some soothing background music.
Do it.
There we go. Okay, do you want to kick things off, Luke?
So basically, from now on, we at the end of every podcast, we'll run through four of the top 10 coins with just a summary of their price over the week and, you know, potential price in the future. This is not financial advice whatsoever. So, you know, take everything we say with a grain of salt. So I'll kick us off with Bitcoin. So
just one grain, Luke.
Yeah, just one grain. So I'll start off with Bitcoin. Bitcoin, as everyone knows, had a bit of a bad week and it went below the support of 5,900. Basically, the charts are suggesting that if the bulls can't break above 5,900, then it could be set for some more downward action. So keep a head up for that level. Basically, 5,900 is the target we're looking for. Yeah. What's next, Rob? XRP, is it?
Yeah, XRP. So it's been doing really well, as we've sort of discussed anyway. However, after the downtrend line is crossed, the currency might move up then to 56 cents. So at the moment, what's that?
It's 52 now.
Okay.
51 so currently.
Good. But then if it goes above that, then it's going to go to about 62 cents. The flat moving averages and the RSI close are close to the midpoint, and this suggests that there's a range formation in the near term. And on the downside, a break of the uptrend line and 37 cents will get people selling, and then it'll drop down to 24 cents then. That's the predicted analysis. So we want it to go, you know, we want it to break through, and I want 62 cents, please.
Please, pretty please. All right, and I will do one more on Monero, one of my favorite coins. So Monero was like hovering around $100 for ages, and it broke through this week. Luckily, though, it kind of hit this another support level of $80 and bounced right off that, and is currently at, where are we at? $88. So it's had quite a good couple of days since the first breakdown. Basically, the charts are saying that if the price does get above $100 again, then you could see a much more upside, maybe up to 120. But if it goes below 80, then we're in big trouble, maybe looking down to 50 or 60-ish.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically, we're in a bit of limbo. We've got to wait and see what the next move is.
Yeah. Litecoin's not doing too good either, is it?
Smashed the last year.
Really has. It's hitting new lows.
$42. Yeah. That's crazy. Charlie Lee, the founder, sold all of his Litecoin at $300+. That's wild.
And then he said, I did this because I believe in it.
Yeah, I really like Charlie Lee. I hope he did it on purpose. I mean, I hope he actually means that, and it was just a coincidence that it was the top.
I do like him. He does seem genuine.
So I really don't want to say he manipulated the market or he knew this was going to happen. But I mean, doesn't look good, does it? The optics aren't good for this.
Thing is, nobody saw how bad how bad things are. Nobody saw that coming, really, did they?
No. Well, he might have, but not many people.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Was there anything else to touch on, or are we good?
I think we're good for today.
Yeah. So hopefully we should have Squiggles on the next one. If not the next one, the one after. Let's get him on. And he's a really smart dude. Got a lot of passion for crypto. And he's just a good thinker.
Wicked. That'd be exciting. All right, man. For people listening, if you want to get in touch with us at our Chump Change on Twitter and chumpchange@financer.com. That's wrong. Yeah. Is that right? Am I right? Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. And also, check out the new GIF that I've put on Twitter, and that shows you how to get a Chump wallet. And then just drop us an email. We'll send you some Chump. Do it.
Cool. Yeah.
Luke.
Have fun. Have a nice week. Cheers.